Welcome to Thinking Like a Boss, the podcast for lady bosses who are ready to turn their limiting beliefs into limitless opportunity. I'm your host, Kate Krakow, confidence and mindset coach for female leaders. We will be hearing from women who have turned their fear to faith, wounds to wisdom, pain to platform. Each week, you will walk away feeling lighter and ready to take on the challenges before you. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode number 2 of Thinking Like a Boss podcast. Today, our guest is Emily Castle. Emily is a certified life, business, and leadership coach for high-achieving women on a mission to make the world a better place. Emily is the podcast host of The Sexy Soulful Success, where she holds space for visionary conversations with women leaders who redefine success and womanhood for the modern-day change-making woman. Emily guides ambitious women towards their highest aliveness and success by embracing more freedom, flow, and fulfillment through her revolutionary coaching program. In today's episode, Emily shares her top limiting belief, the fear that someone is already doing it and that the market is saturated. Emily shares with us what sparked her desire to become a soulful success coach and the steps that she took to overcome this limiting belief.
So we are back for our second episode of Thinking Like a Boss podcast, and Emily is the second lady that I'm interviewing for this. So I'm just so excited to have her here. Me and Emily have been friends for probably a good 2 years now. Emily and I were introduced through a mutual coach. We just connected. We actually recently got to meet in person and hang out in person, and it was just so special. I'm in awe of everything that Emily's accomplished. Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to hear from her today. So Emily, tell us a little bit about where you're at right now. Tell us about your business, who you serve.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. This is always so fun to join you for a conversation, whether it's in person or not. And I feel like when we finally met in person, it kind of felt like so easy and natural because we had had so many conversations virtually. You had been on my podcast, and I think we'd have many phone conversations and guests spotlighted in each other's programs. And yeah, it's just so great. So let's see, where I am today is that I am a leadership and business coach for women entrepreneurs. My work in the last, couple months, really actually recently, has shifted in a big, beautiful way. I'm feeling like everything is just really coming together in my life at the moment, which is always so intertwined in my business. I find that like they sort of dance together. In my life at the moment, I'm sort of picking up and moving. I've lived in Charleston for 2 years now, and I love it. And at the same time, I was feeling this sort of like calling to create space and be around new things and get inspired. I felt like there was something coming through that was so much bigger for my business that I was meant to pursue and discover. And in order to do that, I needed to really get out of my like day-to-day habits, you know, of like going to the same places and seeing the same things and having the same routines and really just like go explore and play and be in that space of freedom and just able to sort of be inspired by lots of different things. So that's where I am at the moment, actually, as we're recording this. I'm about to leave on a, what will it be now? I've been saying 4 months, but now it's been extended. So about a 5-month travel adventure across the world, really. And I wouldn't be able to do that had I not built this business. And really, I had this moment recently where I thought like, oh, I haven't really been doing that thing that I built my business to be able to do in my life. And I had kind of thought like, well, you know, you never know when you start your business, you can have an intention about what my life might look like. And then life happens and things change and you meet people or you find a place that you love or whatever. And sometimes our intention shifts and changes. And I think that's great. And at the same time, I was really feeling like, wait, I built this with the intention of being able to travel and I haven't really done it. So let's do it and let's sort of set things up in a way right now in my business that's totally possible. I'm super excited about that. So that's what's happening for me right now. But also I've been really working with a lot of different women entrepreneurs from many different industries, which has been so freaking fun and enlivening for me because it's felt like I get to be you know, a guide, but also like I get to kind of spotlight in these different industries that I'm not in typically. When I first started my business, I found that I was attracting a lot of coaches. I knew how to do that. So that's great and all good. And now I'm really feeling like, oh gosh, I'm just so excited about working with, you know, artisans, you know, women from totally different industries and women who own brick and mortar locations and also online businesses and helping them really find the strategies and put them in place that feel also aligned with their soul that can create more time and financial freedom for them and allow them to really scale their businesses in a way that feels like freedom for them. That just has been really exciting.
I love that.
It's so fun.
You've been able to build that and now you're helping these other women do it. And I just admire so much that you're now serving different types of businesses because it's comfortable, right? It's like safe to just serve coaches because it's comfortable. Like we do it, we know exactly how it goes, but it's also like mundane and it's not as maybe rewarding. But when you step outside your comfort zone and start serving all these new people, like it's different, but it's so, just so rewarding. And I feel like for you, like I just, looking at your life and knowing you, like, I just feel like so much adventure is on the way.
Me too. Yeah. And I knew I had to surrender to that and actually like say, okay, I hear you. I'm going to do it. And I think I'm just in this place right now where I'm just so fully trusting of what's to come. And I have like probably less idea and less plan than ever before, which is freaky to me because I'm so like such a planner and a little bit of a control freak. I think a lot of us probably are if we're in business, but you know, but like right now I'm just such in a place of full surrender and just trust of, I know that what's coming is so much bigger than what I can imagine right now. And one of the things that I've really felt called to do is to serve women entrepreneurs and their teams on site. So women entrepreneurs who have a small team of people working for them to really unite the culture and the vision and the mission and bring them all together and sort of rally them. And yeah, there's so much goodness in that. And then I've been working with women in person and also on retreats. I'm getting ready to just go to Savannah next week and lead, like co-lead a retreat for women entrepreneurs called Workaway Weekend, which I'm super excited about.
I mean, one of those, by the way.
Yeah, seriously.
I think we all do.
Don't we all? So fun. So it'll be like a bunch of women in one house and just sort of like masterminding together around our businesses, which is great. And yes, I'm just really like so excited to go travel again. And yeah, it's, gosh, so many cool, exciting things happening right now. And it feels like I'm really living my dream in my business at the moment. And it's felt like that before, but this time it just feels like a whole different level. So it's super exciting.
I just want to say that I admire you so much because, you know, we've been friends for a while now and I had no idea how old you were. And when we finally met in person, we were talking about our ages. I was just like blown away because you were such an old soul. You have so much wisdom. You've accomplished so much and you're under the age of 30. And I just said, you need to like really go and celebrate that because it's so inspiring for young women to be able to see you don't have to wait to begin your dreams. Before I started my business, I thought like, I can't start a business until I'm after the age of 30 or until I've had X amount of time in like the corporate world or, you know, working as a social worker. And I just love that you just basically started there.
Yeah, I thank you for that. And I think that's interesting too, because I think a lot of times we think, you know, a lot of women think I have to wait for all these external markers before like permission slips almost to do what I really want to do. And for me, I was working in a magazine publishing company right after college. I remember just like feeling this call and I had studied positive psychology in undergrad and like just was gung-ho and I didn't know exactly what that looked like in a career path. And then I found coaching and the rest is history. So I got just so into it and I was excited about it while I was working this full-time job. And I thought, you know, I always knew I wanted to work for myself. I had written down on the back of like restaurant menus that were from the day before at the restaurant job I was a hostess at in college. And I would write down like 5-year goals, 10-year goals. You know, I would just like spend my time dreaming there because there was literally nothing to do on like a Monday night at this restaurant. I was not seating many people or answering many phone calls. So I was just standing there making lists on the back of menus. And I've kept them. And when I was moving out of my apartment, I was looking at them and I think I was how old was I at the time? Like 20, no, like 19 maybe. And I remember saying like on one of the papers, like when I'm 26 or 27 or 20, it was like maybe like a late 20s sometime. I can't remember exactly the year, but then I will start my business. But I knew I wanted to do something for myself, and I knew I wanted the freedom that comes with that to be able to travel and do all the things that I love. And I knew I was willing to work hard to do it. And I think that's an important piece of this path is like, you have to be willing. Yeah. Like I remember even thinking like it would be further than it actually was. So I'm glad that I realized in the moment when I was working and trying to figure out when am I going to leave this job to start my business, it's only going to get harder later. Like there's only going to be more bills and more expenses and more people to think about and all of those things. And I just remember that like moment was such a light bulb for me sitting at my day job thinking like, well, if I wait, there really is no better time than the present, because if I wait longer, I'm only going to have more excuses or more potential excuses not to do this and not to take the leap and not to put myself in an uncomfortable position. So I think I was aware that the people around me that I saw who were unhappy in their careers, who had a dream but hadn't pursued it or followed it, was sort of like, well, they came up with a lot of inventive excuses as to why they hadn't done it. So I thought, well, I'm kind of in a perfect position right now. I mean, I don't have a ton of money saved up like a lot of people would if you worked longer and you had a bit of like a cushion to float you for a year or two while you figured things out. But I just had to hit the ground running and figure it out on my own and make it work. And I don't have a family that has a ton of money to lend me a bunch of money if I needed it. So I really just had to be a little scrappy and like figure it out and make ends meet and babysit if I needed to. And, you know, I was like 22, I think, when I started my business. So it was just like, I just made it work. Yeah. I think that's such a gift actually, because I see a lot of women in business who have partners, and not that this is a bad thing, but I think it's definitely contributed to my success this early on in my life, is to have to figure it out, that there's no other option, that there's not something I can fall back on, or there's not something that's like able to be there to catch me if I run out of money or whatever. I have to just figure it out. And I think that that's some of the best wisdom and information we can gather for ourselves on our own path, because you're going to need that in entrepreneurship. You're going to need to be able to pivot and change at the drop of a hat, or figure something out, or find a way to make money, or, you know, make something work that doesn't feel like it's quite working. So I'm actually just super grateful for that I like pushed myself to do it early on.
I love that you said that, because I think that a lot of women who are listening who maybe haven't started businesses yet, or they're early on in business, they feel like, I have to invest, like I need a lot of money. And those who are successful, like maybe they had people backing them or family that, you know, helped them financially. But, you know, we're so lucky that we live in this world where we have the internet. And we can literally Google everything, get free resources, create it ourselves. I know, like in my first business, that's how I launched it. That's how I started it. It was like 11 months of just researching free information on the internet. And that is available for everyone. So there's really no excuse. We can all do it. We can all create it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like books at a library are free.
Yes. Yes. I always forget about the library.
Me too. But someone reminded me recently, and I'm just thinking like there are so many resources. If you are dedicated and if you have a conviction and a calling to do something, there is no real excuse that you cannot overcome.
I love that.
And it's interesting that you say that too, because I find that the women who I have seen in business who have the security from or somebody backing them or their family gives them a loan or something, they actually don't make it mm-hmm. or they don't make it very far from what I know. I'm sure that there are many cases where they do, but from my personal experience, what I've seen personally is that a lot of the times it creates the sense of security that doesn't quite push you enough to do the uncomfortable things or to get comfortable with the discomfort of
totally
the path, which is so necessary. So
I think a little bit of scarcity is good. And there's a book I read a couple of years back called The Power of Broke by Damon John. Mm. He's one of the guys on Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And he's actually, fun fact, he has a house right down the street from me.
Yeah, cool. I'll have to read that. That sounds awesome.
It is such a powerful book, and it showcases all of these different entrepreneurs who literally like were homeless, like living in their cars, had no money, were so broke. Like the odds were completely against them. And now they're like millionaires, billionaires because they did the hard work mm-hmm. and because they weren't afraid of failing. Again, like it's available to all of us. And I would say if any of you guys are just starting a business or you're in a business and you're like wondering, can I really do this? Go get that book. It's so mm-hmm. worth it. Mm-hmm. And Emily, for you, like things are, you know, you're flourishing in your business now. You have all of these programs, you're traveling, you're doing all this stuff, but I know that it wasn't always this way for you, for all of us, right? At different places in our businesses, we go through different limiting beliefs and doubts. What would you say was that number one limiting belief that just like really held you back for a while? Mm.
Yeah. The number one limiting belief that held me back, I think, is really the idea that, or the lie that there are already, like somebody's already doing that. You know, and I think for a while I kind of played in this area where I thought it was a little bit safer or just underserved or something. And I was really afraid to say, like, I help women entrepreneurs. I help women entrepreneurs make more money. Yeah. I help women, you know, like that I could claim that space and that calling that I have and that the gift that I have to really help support in that way specifically. And I felt like, oh, everybody's now a business coach and blah, blah, blah. I'll just stay over here and call myself leadership only. And then I don't really have to step into that, or I don't have to, you know, then I can work with other people too. And it doesn't feel like I'm only having to work with entrepreneurs or whatever. I don't know. I had a lot of stuff around that for sure. But ultimately the idea that there was already someone else doing it. And I think for a lot of us, that's both a healthy and an unhealthy belief. There's a light shadow to it. Cause I think that a lot of times we get into entrepreneurship because we want to be innovative or we want to make a change or we see ourselves as visionary or we want to do things differently and we want to disrupt industries or markets. And I think that's a beautiful desire. And I have that for sure. On the other side of things, sometimes we can resist our calling because we think, okay, well, there's not enough space for me, or maybe I'm going to look like I'm trying to copy people, or gosh, there's so much that can come up around that. So yeah, I think that there are two sides, but it's how you use it to your advantage, right?
And I think all of us, again, like we go through this at some point in our business. Like, I don't think there's anyone who started a business and didn't feel this way. Mm-hmm. But what I always say is that if someone's already doing it, it means that it's working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a good idea.
Yeah. If it's out there, it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we're copying or anything, because mm-hmm. we all have a different spin. We all have a different story, mm-hmm. a different voice. And people will be attracted to us in a different way than the other people. There are more than enough people to go around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than enough.
Totally. And I find that, like you're saying, that we all have our own kind of essence that we bring to something, right? We all have our own set of experiences and our own perspective and lens that we look at a challenge through, right? So if the challenge is like, how do we make more money in business? The ways that I've, based on my personal experience, the books that I've read, the mentors I've studied under, all of these things, right, that kind of come together to create our own little flavor that we bring to the table, make my message very different than yours or anybody else's who's dealing with the same kind of audience. I think that that is so needed. And I think that specifically something I feel really passionate about is that, you know, I think we need more women's voices at the table. We need more women's voices at the table in every industry. We need more women speaking up and out who can lead and pave that way for other women coming after us. Because if we don't do it, no one else is going to. If we're not our own advocates, no one else is going. I mean, like, men in a room are not going to be thinking about things from our perspective. So the more that we practice sharing our perspective, sharing our voice, doing it anyway, even if it sounds repetitive, sometimes it just doesn't land. Like, sometimes someone is only going to be activated by you saying what you're saying, right? Like, someone else could say it to them 10,000 times, or 10,000 people could say it to them 10,000 times, and they're never going to hear it in the way that clicks for them until you say it, because that's just the way it's meant to be. Because I think that we all sort of have our own sacred medicine that we bring to the world through our mission and our message and through the work that we feel called to do, and ultimately the work that we do. I really feel strongly that there's never like replication, or it's not even true. Like, it's just this illusion. It can't be the same. You're bringing a completely different essence to it, you know? And so I feel so strongly about that really, truly, we all have a place, and we all, even if we do something that's kind of similar to something someone else is doing, it may seem that way to you, but to everyone else, maybe it doesn't. Or you may be the only person that person is following on social media. They don't even know about this other person. So to you, you are the, or to them, you are the beacon of light and hope or information or support that they need at this moment, right? So
I love that.
We never know.
And I think as women, we have to be willing to help each other out by being more vulnerable and sharing like the hard stuff. Cause I think it's easy. Like, some of us feel like at times, like, we need to look polished and our businesses need to look perfect and we can't struggle. But really, when we show our struggles, that's what encourages other women to not give up and to say, like, this is normal. If she went through it, like, for you, like, you went through this, and look at where you're at in your business today. Like, it's just, it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I would say, what was that point in your business where you knew that you were just like ready for change, needed to just like stop comparing and just go and do it? And like, yeah, the market, like, just realizing that the market isn't so saturated.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in this specific question of like working with entrepreneurs only and really claiming that, I think there's been a bit of like a spiral into it where there have been many points along the path where I had this realization, but it wasn't quite all the way developed yet, if that makes sense. So like, I didn't quite get there until maybe a couple months ago, honestly. Mm. Like, I had the realization about other things and I was learning this lesson, and at the same time, like, reinforcing it, so that when I got to the big one that I really needed to overcome and apply this to, then it was there and ready for me. And I think that's kind of how our development and growth works a lot of the time, that like the belief comes up again and again and again, and we apply it to all these different situations that are maybe a little bit lower risk for us, that feel a little safer maybe. And then we finally like spiral into the big one that we really need to apply this lesson to, and we have it in our tool belt to show up to this big challenge with. So this would really have been, honestly, just a couple months ago when my coach was like, I guess, it's June now. So maybe like February, March, because I was really like, for whatever reason, like I had established a safe zone for myself in like, I work with women leaders and change makers, and some of them are entrepreneurs and some of them are not. But that was really creating a lot of unclarity for me, or a lot of murkiness in like, what do I offer and what's a clear thing that people know that they can come to me for. So it was getting murky for them and for me. And I was like, this isn't feeling quite as effective as it could, even though people were still getting great results and all that stuff. It just, for me, didn't feel as potent as I wanted it to. So that's kind of when I landed on this. And then from there, it was like the sky opened up and everything, you know, I was like, oh, this is a need. This is a need. This is a need. I could do that. Oh, I'm really good at that. You know, so it was sort of like a really quick acceleration of a lot of things once I landed on that, which is, I think, what happens when we overcome like a limiting belief that we're holding. When we confront it, and then when we sort of like snap out of the illusion and create something else that's more positive and constructive and helps us get to where we want to go, then we start to see like, oh, I have all this space now for all of these new possibilities and all of these new things that I could do, and all these new insights and creations can now come through. So,
and then you never want to go back to that old place.
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah. That's what always gets me, is that once we break through that limiting belief, because we hold on to it because it feels so safe. It's been our story forever. Mm-hmm. For many of us, we hold on to stories like we've been holding on to them since we were like kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's uncomfortable to let go of it. But once it's gone, you look on the other side and you're like, I would never go back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to do everything I can do to not ever go back there again.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you shared that, you know, it's a process, like it takes time, and it's not like do these steps and your limiting belief will be gone, because it doesn't work that way. I wish it worked that way, right?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo. It's done.
But the reality is it's going to take time, and it's like, mm-hmm. it's a full process, and it's taking little steps. And then you get to that place where you wake up one day and it's clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's a little bit to your point of it's a process. It's sort of like an untangling the web, you know, is how I kind of think of it, or even just like unfurling mm-hmm. the carpet or something. It feels like that you stay on the path by doing certain things. Yes, there are actions you take to stay on the path. And at the same time, I don't think we're meant to really plan the timing of our revelations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's all in divine timing and all so perfectly orchestrated that we can't even possibly know. And so for me, that helps me to find a lot of peace and allows me to trust the process so much more. Because I know something that I really practice and trust is also like really tuning into my feminine cycles and knowing where I am at each physiologically and mentally and emotionally, physically, all of these things in my menstrual cycle, I'm constantly tracking. And that's something that I teach the women I work with to do as well, because I can tell you every single month, the last couple days of my luteal phase, I am like questioning everything. I'm throwing my hands up. I'm like, does this even make sense? What am I doing? Does anyone care? Am I doing anything right? Like, I have this moment. It's like a very intense day, and then it's fine.
Yeah.
But if I didn't know that about myself, I would easily be tricked into thinking that that's the truth, right? Or that I could attach to that belief and then continue to carry it throughout the whole month, instead of like recognizing, this is what my body is primed to do. It's primed right now to take stock of everything and make sure that I'm aligned. And if not, to check in and say, okay, what's off here? And to ask constructive questions. Otherwise, I would be a complete mess throughout the whole month, instead of just like recognizing that that's what's meant to be happening right now, and then letting it go and saying, okay, that's why that belief came up, or that's why that thought came up, and that's okay. I can let it go now. I can shed it.
I'm so literally shut in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so, so glad that you brought this up, because when I started my mastermind with my girls back in March, one of the first trainings I did for them was on our cycles. And mm-hmm. I think that a lot of women, the limiting beliefs, they come up, like you said, like during that time, there's like that few day time period. Sometimes it's a full week. I actually haven't had a cycle in a long time because I've been pregnant like the last 2 years of my life. But I remember those feelings of just like intensity during that time. And I think we're taught to sort of like just ignore it and forget it's there. But I think if we can just sort of embrace it, honor that time and say, all right, I know this time is coming up. I'm not going to overbook myself. I'm going to practice self-care. I'm going to just like be really kind to myself those few days. Whatever I'm thinking about during those few days, if I can just like put it on pause, it will make the rest of my month so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just have to like, as women, be more like we forget, like we're sometimes so detached from our bodies because we're just going. Mm-hmm. And we think there's something wrong with our mind, but it's really just that our body is doing this amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. It's revolutionary when we start practicing that and being aware of that and tuning into it, because otherwise it completely can throw you off track. And if you don't know what's going on, it's probably controlling you in a way that's not supportive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So either you have the awareness and do what you can to support yourself during that phase, or you find that the opposite happens and it kind of has a hold on you because you don't know what's really happening. So you'll just kind of go with whatever you're thinking, or, you know, which is never at that time for me personally, a very good or helpful thought. Sometimes it can be when I know that it's coming and I like can channel it constructively and say like, okay, I'm going to journal around why this might be coming up. What is it that is feeling off? You know, asking myself those kinds of questions, but otherwise it just completely can knock you off your horse.
Totally. So any last little words of wisdom for any of the ladies listening who are struggling with this today?
Oh, so many. I'm going to try to essentialize this. So I think the most important thing to remember is that you are here for a reason, that you really have something special to share. And so to create a block or an excuse about why you can't do that is a disservice, not just to you and to your path, but is also a disservice to the world and the people who you're meant to serve and the people who are meant to be activated by you in this lifetime, because not everybody has your gift. Not everyone is you. Not everyone has gone through exactly the experiences that you've gone through. Even if it seems similar, it's not. You are completely unique. We are also needed, I think, is the one thing I just want to leave us with, and that there's space for everyone, or else you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here, and you wouldn't have the calling, and you wouldn't have the desire, and you wouldn't have had the experiences that led up to this. Because I bet you, if you look back in time and really look for the synchronicities and the moments of insight that and connect those dots, it leads you right here, right now. Right? It never doesn't work that way. So I think if you can just embrace the magic of like, oh, I'm here and I have this desire and focus on that and channel your energy in that direction instead of, but everyone else is doing it. And you know, that whole story, you're going to be so much more excited, and that's going to come through to the people who you're meant to serve. And they're going to be able to find you because your light is on, right? It's like your open sign is on and they're able to find you and know what you can help them with and how you can serve them. So,
wow. Yeah. So much wisdom. We are going to have all of that in the show notes, all of those little bits and pieces, mm-hmm. all Emily quotables for you guys to use and go back to, and maybe even put on little post-its and put it on your mirror. Because we need these reminders.
Yes.
All the time.
I love that.
All right. So we're going to close with my top three favorite questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number one, what's your favorite book or a book that you're currently reading?
Oh my gosh. Okay. A book that I'm literally like savoring every nugget of is called The E-Myth Revisited. Have you read it?
No, I've never even heard of it.
You will love it. It's amazing. I've never like read a book so slowly. I'm actually listening to it on Audible, and sometimes I'll like listen to a podcast instead so I can like just really make sure when I'm listening to it, I'm totally present and like really ready to absorb every like drop of it. It's so, so good.
What is it called again?
It's called The E-Myth Revisited.
Oh, The E-Myth. Okay. I'm Googling mm-hmm. this as we speak.
Yeah. It's completely changed my view of my business and of myself as the leader of my business. Before, I was thinking like, I just want to have a business where I can do X, Y, and Z, and that's it. And now I'm like, no, I want like an empire that I can lead, that can employ other people, that I can delegate to, that is like really a powerful system that's happening that can create world-changing impact that's so much bigger than just me. And so I highly recommend that. Yes.
Awesome. I just Googled it. I'm going to put that on my Amazon cart in order.
Yay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. If you could grab coffee with anyone, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Lately, I've been really like girl crushing on Barbara Corcoran. Is that how you say her last?
Yes. Yeah.
From Shark Tank. But also, I listened to an interview with her on the How I Built This podcast, which I really love. She was talking about her journey before that, which now everybody knows her because of Shark Tank.
Yeah.
But I love that she's like, I just want to know how, like, I would love to sit down with her and chat about like, how can I become like you where I can invest in businesses and be able to help other people's dreams happen and create impact through them. So love that.
And speaking of podcasts, you have a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I do. It's called Sexy Soulful Success.
So anyone listening, make sure you go and you subscribe. Mm-hmm. And last question, what are you celebrating right now in life or business? Besides like traveling around the world?
Oh my gosh. So I'm celebrating, it sounds funny because usually it would be like a program or something crazy. But right now I'm honestly really celebrating the results that I'm helping women create through my 3-hour soulful strategy intensive. Loving that. I'm doing them virtually and in person. Now they'll just be virtually because I'm going to be on the road, but it's so, so fun. And every woman I've worked with through that, it's been, gosh, like golden results. It's so exciting. Mm. So energizing. It's like, I don't have the words. It's just so exciting. And we get to create like a real strategy and really comb through the business. And I feel like I get to be a bit like executive director / coach / all these different roles within their business with them and kind of like really get in there and dig through and see what's inefficient, what needs to be streamlined, where could we put a system in place? What do you really want? You know, what do you want to be offering? Let's increase your prices or change them to fit your demographics, or do you want to host an in-person event? Okay, here's the strategy for that. Do you want to do this? Do you want to launch a program? Okay, great. So it's just really fun, and I am loving being creative with it. So that's what I'm celebrating right now, is just that, but also all the women who have come through it and whose businesses have flourished as a result. It's just so exciting for me.
And then you also have, for our listeners, a free 10-minute morning ritual guide. Mm-hmm. They can get at your website, and I'm going to post that in the show notes.
Yes.
And then tell us, where can we find you on Instagram, Facebook?
Mm-hmm. I love Instagram. You can find me there at Emily Castle Official. And my podcast also has a page that's at Sexy Soulful Success, which is relatively new. So if you want to check out just podcast episodes, you can go there. Let's see. And on Facebook, you can find me, I think, gosh, I don't even.
Emily Castle Official.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm like, what is it? Yeah, I think I'm Emily Castle Official across the board. So yeah, you can find me there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. This was a great conversation today. And just so honored to be your friend and have you on my, in my tribe and up by my side. So
same here. I love you.
I love
and
you.
And I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I can't stop saying it. I'm aww, so pumped for all the things that you have coming and can't wait to witness and support along the way, however you need me.
Love you.
Love you.
Hello, friend. Thank you so much for being a part of this fabulous tribe and listening to the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. Love what you heard today? Let's spread this message to the hearts of other female leaders who need it. I'd so appreciate you take a moment to leave us a review. Send me a DM after and I'll give you a shout out on a future episode. Love ya.